We present today's program in Korean and English with subtitles in English, Chinese, Korean, Oleksis or Vietnamese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Persian, Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Thai, Bulgarian, Croatian, and Japanese. Korea란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래되었습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻이며 한국 경치의 특징인 맑은 호수와 산천을 적절히 묘사한 것입니다. 한반도의 척추는 태백산맥으로 그 끝에는 한국인이 영적으로 신성시하는 태백산맥이 자리잡고 있습니다. 신비로운 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행객들을 한결같이 매료시킵니다. 한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 문화적 자부심을 가진 이 나라는 전통과 현대가 매혹적으로 어우러져 있습니다. 고대 왕궁과 성스런 사원이 고층 건물 및 초현대 시설과 나란히 공존하고 있습니다. 한국인들은 영성의 개발에 신실하고 열렬하며 깨달은 스승을 진심으로 환영했습니다. 1992년 처음 축복을 받은 후 이후에도 많은 축복을 누렸습니다. 그 다음 해인 1993년 세계순회 강연의 일환으로 칭하이 무상사는 서울과 부산에서 강연했으며 수천의 사람들이 그녀의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받고 기쁨에 넘쳤습니다. 스승님은 1994년과 1997년에 다시 한국을 찾았습니다. 1997년 방한 기간 동안 조순 서울시장은 칭하이 무상사를 뵙는 영광을 가졌습니다. 그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출라승들은 칭하이 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대하고 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 개최했습니다. 수천 명의 구도자들이 5대주로부터 모여들어 선 행사에 참가했으며 스승님 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선을 마무리했습니다. 과거 몇 년 동안 칭하이 무상사와 국제협회 회원들은 1995년, 6년, 98년 북한의 기근 피해자들에게 2,000톤의 쌀 원조를 포함해 북한의 구호 물품을 제공해 왔습니다. 그녀는 또한 화재, 가뭄, 홍수 등의 재난 피해자들을 도왔습니다. 국제협회 회원들은 요양원을 방문했으며 칭하이 무상사의 가르침을 수강자들과 나눴습니다. 스승님의 인도적인 활동과 강연을 통해 이 땅 전체에 칭하이 무상사가 알려지게 되었습니다. 이제 여러분을 칭하이 무상사가 1998년 5월 한국 상주센터에서 협회 회원들에게 하신 진정한 스승의 힘 강연에 초대합니다.
이 society is very, very physical, very dense in thinking, and in the way of living, very dense. In other planet, their thinking are so noble, so light. If you happen to go there and associate with them, you feel that you have not a worry in the world. You feel elated. By no reason. You don't even need to meditate to feel elated. I just feel like in samadhi all the time. Your mind, your body is light like the cloud. Not that you are become like an idiot or or blank in your mind. It's not that. It's just that everything becomes so simple and easy. Every thinking is with no effort. Everything you do is so natural, so spontaneous and so loving. that you don't even feel you're doing it. And whatever you do, you get satisfaction out of doing it because you do it with love. Not like in our system here, we do it most of the time for survival. And that's what makes the job hard. You see? Because many people, they don't like computer, but they have to do it because that's maybe the most available job at the moment and high pay and easy. Yeah. And then once they're trained into that direction, it's difficult for them to train in another direction because they will keep you 8 hours to 10 hours every day already. And once you go home, you're exhausted. You have no other alternative. You have no energy to want to change. And weekend, you have to do shopping, cook, you know, wash your clothes and wash dishes, or go with girlfriend, whatever, you know, that's the minimum, otherwise you're kaput. If you don't have a change, you don't have some pleasure, see? And the weekend go fast, yeah? Then you have to sleep to make up for the time lost, you know, and all that. A lot of things to do. So if you once you're stuck or trained in one job, it's difficult to change. In some of the job, you can add varieties to your environment, and you can look at it differently. But in some of the job, you're really stuck with machines and all that all the time, and you do feel heavy and bored. Huh? It's because of the survival standard in this world is very demanding. And not everyone can afford to have leisure time to think for himself. So many artistic people, many artists are buried under this material survival must instinct, you know. They cannot go beyond. That's why for the real artists, they have to sacrifice. Most of them live in poverty, except Picasso, yeah. That's a lucky guy. Most of the artists live in poverty, yeah, until the day they die. And after they die, their artwork, you know, make other people become billionaires or millionaires at least. Then people start to appreciate their work. I don't know why. But those artists, if they have become rich, if they have make money in other ways, and they couldn't be inspired to produce such masterpiece that, you know, there has been like timeless masterpiece like that. For that, they had to sacrifice a lot. They live in misery, you know, sometimes in lack of a lot of material comfort in order to have this inspiration. And that is why most of the art are miserable, you know, depicting some kind of melancholy, yeah, kind of direction, kind of expression. Because this also colored by the artist's feeling at that time. And most people are more inspired when they are in dire circumstances and not when they are too happy. When you're happy, very difficult to write poetry or to paint something that is long-lasting. I don't know why. You're too happy, you don't even bother to paint. Only when you have so much time and nothing to do. Girlfriend's gone, boyfriend left or something, and then you sit there, and then you feel the urge to do something. And most of the time in this circumstance, masterpieces are born. Even songs, poetry, yeah, or painting. It's a pity though. But in higher society, they don't need all this misery to produce masterpiece because they have a lot of time. A lot of time for themselves. A lot of time to be happy and a lot of time to be pensive thinking. Yeah. So most of the people, if they truly have talent, they do need some time and space for themselves in order to harness this kind of inspiration and to materialize it. Because what you think inside and what you feel in here is different from what you put out in paper. Yeah? Because it's completely the two worlds, see? One is the intellectual world, another emotional world, and the other is physical world. To express the intellect or the emotion in the canvas, on the canvas or on a piece of paper, is very different. So they need a lot of time. It's not the moment they write a poem, or it's not the moment they paint a picture that the inspiration came. No, it doesn't just come at that time. It has been prepared for a long time before that. So the artist, most of the time, they had to have a lot of time. So most people always have the impression that the artists are very lazy. You know that, huh? They're famous for being lazy, hanging around doing nothing. And so people will curse them, say, well, no wonder you're poor. You don't do anything. But that's their job, you know? They're waiting for inspiration. Yes. You see any artist who's busy making money up to now? No, I don't think so, huh? The famous one, huh? The most famous one. Normally they don't do any other kind of job except just to hang around and waiting for inspiration to come. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes it's like that. One of the famous painter, Claude Monet, he has confessed that sometimes the painting is very, very difficult for him. And they can't just do it. So sometimes they hang around for weeks or months until they paint one. So to the ordinary eyes of the people, they are very lazy. Yeah. I can't paint lately. I don't do it anymore. I'm too busy for painting. Yeah. I had to have a little bit more time. I mean, not just time, but the space and time inside. When I don't have much worry to iron out, you know, then I can do it. If I'm too preoccupied with a lot of things, more material things and mundane things, then it's difficult. I don't feel like painting. I don't even think of it. Yeah, forgot altogether. But otherwise I could paint, you know, even though it looked lousy, but at least I could paint. Yeah. Same with poetry. I need a lot of time. Just like the fruit, you know. When the fruit ripe, it's not that moment. It's been a long time. You know, it's been taking the sun and the wind and the rain for many weeks or many months until that moment, and then you wake up, you see the mango is yellow. But it's not that moment, right? It has been a long time preparation. Same with any artistic people or any artistic product. It's like that. So at least we ordinary people, we meditate. So at least we can survive in this world. So when you do whatever job you do, at least you have more energy, more inspiration to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, it's even more boring. If you don't meditate, it's a more burden. Unless you're totally, you know, like materialistic moron. You don't feel anything else except just go, come, A5, A5, A5. Yeah, then you don't think. You don't feel any burden, any suffering. It's work. You know, maybe sometimes like machine. Yes. If we still have some soulic, you know, kind of remembrance of our origin, then working from 8 to 5 will kill us. Many times it kills people. But they become dull, you know. They just accept it and they don't want to think anymore. And they just go on. That's why many people have to reincarnate, because they can't think this life anymore. They devoted half of their lifetime, more than half a lifetime, to working, to earn survival, you know, necessity. they don't have time to think anymore. So they have to be reborn again to think. And maybe they don't have time to think again in that lifetime, then they have to be reborn again, again and again. And luckily, we don't have to, because at least we have space and time to think for ourselves. That 2.5 hours that you invest every day, this will work for a long time, for 1,000 years. Because at the time you enter eternity, during your meditation, time stops. You know, it's not only 2.5 hours. It's thousands of years, of aeons, of revolution, of evolution, and of development. You understand? You enter a different time and space zone. So like this, you're recharged. And when you come back anew, so you don't have to keep coming back another lifetime to be renewed or to be yourself. Because every one of us to be born, the purpose is to learn to know yourself again. That's all. And if we don't do it this lifetime, we have to do it next lifetime, and the next, and the next, and the next. So if we have time now, 2.5 hours, we do it every day. That means we will do it for millions of years. You understand? So do not think it's only 2.5 hours, and do not think it's too much. Each minute you put in is represent a lifetime. Because in eternity there's no such thing as 2.5 hours or 1 minute. It's always eternity. We only count in time because when we trap in time, then we know it's time. Once we're out of the time, there is no time. You understand what I mean? Maybe you don't, but you try. So the time for meditation is very precious, you know? It's your hundreds of aeons evolution squeezed together, just like concentrated chips for the computer, you know? Just a little chip like this contain thousands and sometimes millions of information. You know that, huh? Little chip. So it's not the size, okay? It's not the time. It's not the number that we are accustomed to. The time of meditation is completely different time, different space. So the more you enter into this timeless, spaceless space, the better for you. The more you know yourself, the more you're free. Especially the Kuan Yin is very important to you. Huh? The more stress the world gives you, the more Kuan Yin you should do. Sometimes we cannot help it because sometimes it's too stressed out and we forget. But the medicine is always at hand. The kingdom of God is always at hand. Yeah, God is always inside. So always try to remember. And that's why group meditation is good for you. Retreat is good for you. Video tape good for you. Audio tape good for you. Always keep in contact. Always reminding, supporting you to go forward. Without all this, you will not have enough energy to sustain your faith and to go on. That's why I like group meditation. I love it whenever we can buy any center or do any center for everybody. I do that at any time, at any cost. And truly, when you sit alone at home, sometimes you don't sit that placidly. But when you go to group meditation, you sit well, no? Yeah, maybe in the beginning not. Yeah, maybe for some beginner it's difficult. But hang on in there. And you will get the grip of it, and you will miss it if you don't go. Because you feel different, right? Like you take a bath after you go to group meditation, as if you renew your spirit and determination. Yes. So please get in touch always with yourself through some material help like group meditation, especially a retreat, yeah, or books, yes. Of course, not everybody need this, yeah? But most of us do. Most of us do. Some people can meditate alone and feel well, and that's all right too, yeah? But it's also do no harm if we come together and support each other, yeah? It's good. Even if we don't need group meditation, it's also nice to support the others. So anyhow, most of the group, or most other so-called masters, they don't have a retreat such a big like this. I don't know, because of space or what, or because time. But I do value this kind of retreat and group meditation very much. Most of them don't group meditation too much, just a little bit, and truly meditate. Yeah. Most of the time, even in India, they just come, listen to the master, eat, and then go home. When you meditate alone, sometimes you feel discouraged because you don't sit so well and you don't have progress. Yeah. So when you go to group meditation, you feel it's really good. You really got something. Cleaning, and then you feel the success, yeah? And then that's why you want more and more, and that's good for you. I wish all the master would always organize group meditation for all the people, you know. Kuan Yin, you must do, huh? You must do, huh? You must see the time and do the Kuan Yin, because it's very cleansing, and very elevating.
I know that healing work, I understand the repercussions of doing psychic work and whatnot, but sometimes in different levels, I see formulas for medication or herbs and putting things together. Is it okay to bring that information back down into this level and utilize it?
Mm. If necessary, if somebody needs it.
Okay.
If somebody come and ask you about it, to use herbs, it's okay. You write it down for yourself. In case some time you need it. Normally every formula is good for something. It says so. Yeah, like for cough, for backache, something. That's where all the healers learn the art of healing. And all the doctors in the old time, the shamans, learn the art of herbal benefit. Yeah. You think, where do they learn it from? They can just go out and chew all the grass and know about it? Yeah, all the herbal medical property and all the art of meditative exercise, including Tai Chi Chuan or Hatha Yoga, they originated from the higher level of consciousness. When the yogis meditated, he sometimes do it naturally by himself. In some, not the highest level, in some level, suddenly the body will move. Yeah, and something like that. That's why you see tempo dance and all that. These are all for meditative experience. Later people write it down, okay? And then it become popular in this physical world. Similar like music also. The flute and the harp and all that is all from inside. And then people later come back and they try to imitate it. Yeah, just to communicate with each other in the old time, to know each other's level. Yeah, also a souvenir, you know? And then even that's why the outer music amuse people, heals people too. Yeah? Sometimes when you're tired, you couldn't even meditate alone, you listen to some music and meditate at the same time, or leave it on the background, you know, and meditate. And then you feel calm after a few hours. Yeah. But the Kuan Yin will calm you after 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you.
Shichongja 여러분, 오늘 시승과 제자사회를 시청해 주셔서 감사합니다. 내일은 사랑의 선물, 칭하의 무상사의 간단하고 영양 많은 요리를 계속 시청해 주십시오. 주목할 뉴스에 이어 세계 우수 지도자상이 방송됩니다. 스프림 마스터 텔레비전을 계속 시청해 주십시오. 날마다 많은 기쁨과 평화를 누리길 바랍니다. We thank you for your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for our feature presentation of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Shining World Leadership is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you an abundance of joy and peace every day.